Okay, it is about mid-July.
Yep.
Getting a little hot outside.
Yeah, it is. But actually, I think we're supposed to get a cold front.
People in the area are doing a little bit more work on their house and the roundabout behind us on. Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I don't like gravy, Von Fry. Joining me is...
Doesn't like mayonnaise either, Mom.
Yeah, well, you like mayonnaise.
I like mayonnaise. I like Miracle Whip. That's very Southern.
There's a big difference?
Well, yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
What's new with you?
Not much. What's new with you?
About as much as with you.
Just hanging out, trying to stay cool. It's warm outside.
I took down the hummingbird feeder. I think the hummingbirds, I haven't seen one in over a month.
I saw something that looked like one yesterday. I think that we need to, the mid-summer, we don't have very many hummingbirds. You should get some more in the fall.
Well, I think that we'll get it like late summer.
Yeah, we have like hostas when they bloom.
They wait for the kids to go to college and school, and then the hummingbird's like, okay, it's safe to go outside.
You think that's what it is?
Maybe there's too many kids playing outside.
I don't know. We don't have that many kids in our neighborhood.
I've been hearing that ice cream man, though.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to go up to him.
How much does the ice cream cost?
It's probably like $10 for the mutated-looking Ninja Turtle with the gumball eyes.
We need to go find out.
Or Sonic the Hedgehog. I'll get one of those two. It's probably, surely it's over $5. What do you think?
I'm thinking $5 a piece.
The ice cream man here plays the theme song from The Sting.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. But
he only comes on Sunday nights.
It's weird. I heard him like Sunday. It was like we had a stormy look, right?
I know. I didn't.
And then I hear this thing coming on at like 7:45, and I'm like, okay, so is he waiting for people to get done with dinner?
I don't know. So hey, this week go and buy ice cream for us, and we'll try it out.
I might do that.
Okay.
You'll probably say, well, I don't want any.
Well, I'll go out there with you. I'll pick one out too.
It seems like you got to be out there at certain times in order to get the ice cream, though.
I know, but maybe
I might. Well, maybe we'll do that later. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So I think we should probably get into the news. So, seen some interesting news stories this week. Did you see this? The original Birkin.
Yeah, your dad told me that it sold for how much?
So this actress gal had requested on a plane. She was sitting next to the Hermes guy, I guess. A lot of things kind of end up going down because somebody happens to be sitting next to someone on a plane. That's the way business used to get done anyway.
Well, I know lots of like marriages happen because people met on planes.
Well, so she's sitting there and she's like, I want a tote, but look, I have to carry this wicker basket. I need a tote that can do this and has these pockets. And the guy's like, okay, well, we'll make that. So this Hermes made the original Birkin bag. It's pretty beat up. It's a little beat up. Well, they say it's well used or whatever.
So it looks
sold
like
for $10 million. Now, unlike all the other ones, this one does not have a removable strap. So the strap's not removable.
Okay.
So the rest of them, I guess they are removable.
And how much do they normally cost?
So like, here's another shot of it. These are not cheap.
They're great big bags. Are they leather?
These are like at least $10,000 a piece. They might even be like $30,000 a piece new. Like they're quite a ways up there. So now you got someone potentially walking around with a $10 million bag.
Oh, they're not walking around. It's probably in some museum or something.
And people like to say, get that bag.
Get that bag.
You know when they say that?
When?
It's like, oh, you want to renegotiate your contract as an NFL player? Well, hey, I got to get paid. Get that bag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't.
Bag of money?
Yeah, they don't. The fans now are rooting for the players to make money more than they are to win games, it seems.
Yeah, I heard that on the news last night. The headlines on our local sports in Wichita was how much they're paying the Oklahoma City Thunder to play basketball.
It's weird because though we're considered in Thunder country as far as the NBA is concerned, we don't get a lot of news about the Thunder here. They give you a ton of Chiefs updates.
Yeah.
But they also don't, they also do not pay taxes in Kansas.
Well, neither do the Thunder.
But then how come it's not equal?
Well, we need to have at least one pro team in Kansas.
Well, my thinking is,
come on, Kansas.
instead of this trying to bribe the Chiefs to come to Kansas with this Starbond garbage.
Across the road.
Hey, why don't you guys come across the road 5 miles? We'll build you a brand new stadium. Oh, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it.
Yeah, but all that taxpayer money, well, all the tax money will come into the state.
It's not a worthwhile gamble.
Well.
Because that you have teams that can hold the city hostage because they're in a bidding war with other places, right?
I guess. But Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs.
I like the way the Cleveland Browns have worked it. They were really mad when the Cleveland Browns left and became the Baltimore Ravens, okay? So if you want to, so then a guy in like 1999 gets a new Browns franchise in Cleveland. Rule is not allowed to leave Cleveland.
Oh, you got to stay in Cleveland.
You have to stay in Cleveland. And okay. they want to actually move to like a suburb a little bit away from Cleveland. And so that's actually against the law by the charter of how they established this thing.
They were on the ball.
I don't like this bidding war thing. The taxpayers get used. We have rich families that can afford a stadium, but taxpayers pay for it.
How come taxpayers the football team are not subsidizing the stadium?
They can. They just don't have to. Okay. So therefore, they don't. Now you and I are doing a podcast, but we're not holding Wichita hostage, saying we're going to quit our podcast unless you pay us.
We're going to move to Oklahoma.
We want a podcast studio, or we're going to take it across the state.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody did that kind of stuff, you could see how out of hand that would get.
You know, we have a president that likes to do that kind of stuff.
He does, yeah. It sets a bad example about it all, right?
Yeah, we need a better example setting.
We don't have states laying the foot down, except for maybe Kansas and Montana.
Montana doesn't have a pro team either.
Montana doesn't have a pro team, but maybe they could afford to have a pro team.
A lot of people are moving to Montana. Montana's getting pretty popular these days. Maybe you know what they need? They need a hockey team.
In Montana?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in other news, there was, I'd almost called a murder mystery. Young crew member murdered aboard luxury super yacht in Paradise Destination. Did you see about this?
Oh, how did that happen?
Well, it looks like she was attacked. So she's 20 years old. Here's a picture of her.
Oh.
New crew member yacht. She's from South Africa. And I forgot where their destination was, but this is like a rich guy's yacht thing,
okay? So there's only so many people on the yacht, so who did it is pretty small.
They found a guy with cuts on his arms, and she had like her throat slit, and so it's pretty. She was found in the engine area where she probably shouldn't have been. She was like, just an attendant or something. And so there's a 39-year-old Mexican that works in the engineering. They think is the culprit.
Well, that's
now, look,
sad.
There's a couple of ways to avoid this, okay?
What?
Well, obviously, forbid women from working.
No.
And then they can't get killed in the workplace.
No, women have to work.
Or forbid men from working.
No. Forbid men and women from killing each other.
Well, I'm just throwing out there, like, easy ways this could be fixed, right?
No.
That what I just proposed wouldn't have stopped this murder?
No, because some woman would have murdered another woman, married another woman.
You think
maybe
so?
That too, but murdered another woman.
If women did most, if women did the work and the men stayed home, the women would pick up the murdering slack that the men left behind.
Women murder men.
At what rate, though?
Well, it's getting more.
Oh, there was that story. There's a gal who's like, oh, my family's been missing, and now she's like wanted for questioning, you know.
I got a
like
new family now.
No, it was different. It was like she was like a college girl or something, and she's like crying, and it's like, but the way they covered it, but 6 months later, here she is posing for the camera.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they'd also be like, oh, it's not normal to keep grieving for that long, too. So like, it's like, how do you want people to act there, media, right?
Well, she can pose and smile, but she's still guilty.
Okay, now
apparently. This
I think is pretty interesting, okay? There's a talk online, all right, who would win in a race between Usain Bolt and Joey Chestnut?
Well, Usain Bolt.
Stipulation is you have to eat one hot dog, then run 100 meters.
Still Usain Bolt.
You think Usain Bolt can eat one hot dog fast?
Yeah, anybody can.
Anybody can?
Except me, maybe, because I choke a lot.
One hot dog fast is not going to be as fast as Joey Chestnut could down one hot dog.
Okay, so, but still, he's not going to win the race.
I'm of the thinking that Joey Chestnut, once he starts running, he's going to have like a 20-second head start.
But he can't run that fast.
He can cover 100 meters in under 20 seconds. It's over.
Okay.
This might actually be worth... Okay, look, Joey Chestnut works one day a year, right?
Or just one hot dog doesn't take that long.
Usain Bolt's not particularly busy right now. This could actually be like a good charity event, you know, like when they have like Tiger Woods plays with Tom Brady and they do like a test against Steph Curry and they're playing golf and Phil Mickelson's there, that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
This could actually be worth trying to, you know, put together something, pay-per-view, whatever, right?
Maybe.
What would be the undercard for this? Would it be other people eating a hot dog in once and then running?
Maybe it's somebody like, I don't know,
maybe celebrity boxing, maybe.
Or tennis or something.
They don't really have a celebrity tennis event because tennis is kind of tough to not hit the net, you know, things like that. You can't just make anybody play tennis so much, right?
Yep.
Lastly, the TSA, sad news, has ended the shoe ban, making you remove
your shoes. They don't have to smell stinky feet anymore.
It was dumb to start with. Now they're just saying, okay, we have enough people with these super sophisticated real ID, clear screenings, all this other stuff, right? We have enough people with this.
I heard that the technology can detect it without taking your shoes off. Now you walk through they can detect it.
I think it was more about people having signed up for this ID stuff about who they are and their background.
Well, your dad and I did it. And I tell you what, last time we came back from overseas, we just walked in and looked in a camera thing. I don't, you know, we just looked and it took a picture of us, I guess, probably it looked at us and said, welcome back, Carrie, and welcome back, Monty. And that's all we had to do.
I mean, that's what we did getting back on the boat when we went on that cruise.
Yeah,
it said, like, welcome back in your name by just looking at the picture.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's how it was when we came back in the United States.
It was a facial ID thing. But look, the facial ID thing could identify you. It doesn't know you don't plan to blow the place up with your shoes.
Well, that's true. But I think that technology has come far enough, they said, that they can sense the... stuff in your shoes, I guess.
What I think is it's a bunch of malarkey, but they also want people to be a little happier at the airport.
Maybe
and
so.
And not fight each other not on the plane.
Yeah,
so this
hang
is a,
around.
This is one of those steps that could be done to alleviate the tension a little.
Yeah, and you don't have to hang around the area, so you get out of the area fast. Because otherwise, everybody's having to go and sit down, put their shoes on, get your family shoes on.
Get your family shoes?
Yeah.
Everybody
like
in the family wears the same
when
shoes.
I'm flying, so I can get them off easy.
Yeah, now you can wear boots.
Wear whatever you want to wear.
Unless they said, oh, wait, we decided that we're not going to abide by that rule for the heck of it. We just thought it would be funny if the news covered it that way. But but here, we get the news a little late, right?
Yeah.
In shopping-related kind of news, well, it's not really news, but I went to Walmart and I got a SanDisk micro SD Express card for the Nintendo Switch 2. And so SanDisk actually makes a line of memory cards, discs. They brand it for Walmart as ImageMate. Everywhere else, they'll call it like Extreme Pro or something like this. I think this is actually the same thing as their top card that is everywhere else just sells it as a SanDisk, and it's the best performing of these micro SD Express cards for the Switch 2 when it comes to loading the games. So I got a good deal on it, it seems.
How much do they cost?
Well, it was 512 gigabytes for $78.
Is that good? I don't know. That seems like a lot.
Just branded as SanDisk, they want well over 100, and they're like back-ordered. You can't get them and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of just the weird thing about that. Now, there is another company kind of in the shadows making a one of these cards for Walmart under Walmart's brand. And they call it On, like Game On, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's O-N-N. And theirs is a little cheaper, but it doesn't perform as fast and stuff. So I thought that that was a pretty good pickup, really.
Well, good. I think I hope it's as good as a regular branded SanDisk, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I'll leave a link for that below if you guys want to check that out. We don't get anything from it, but because it's from Walmart. But yeah, you know, something like that.
Yep. Hey, did you see in the news? Or I was reading in the news online. You tell me not to read online.
I tell you not to read online.
I know, but I was this morning. And anyway, you see the article about the lady that found the cone-shaped seashell, and she saw something in there and she put it down. Then she looked it up and found out it was like a poisonous.
It wasn't really an article so much. It was a TikTok thing. Like, oh, hey, wow, look at this cool cone I found. You know, it's called a cone shell snail. I think they're from Asia.
Yeah, she said she was in Japan when she found it.
They have a ton of venom in them. It's like
it'll paralyze you immediately.
How come this isn't more widely known?
And then there's no anti-venom. How come
we Americans are always coming up with some kind of way to get bit by something venomous, right?
Seems like it, but I thought they figured out how to make anti-venom. I don't know why they can't make anti-venom.
Well, what they love to do is they have anti-venom, but it's not anywhere it could be of use.
Yeah, you have to fly it in and stuff.
If you're not over there at the Center of Disease Control in Georgia, screw you, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, but, you know, we act like, oh, it's a good snake. It's not venomous, right? So what? It can still bite you.
I know, the bite
hurts.
Pit
bulls are not venomous. I don't want to get bit by a pit bull still.
What were you telling me about something being venomous and something being poisonous?
Plants are poisonous.
Okay.
Critters are venomous.
Okay.
But people
mess those up.
You know, the people who mess those up are not your experts.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's something to keep in mind.
I have
all right?
to remember that because I said the wrong thing. I said something about is
well,
that
of
snake
course you
poisonous?
Said the wrong thing. Yeah, that's what people say typically, but yep. It's actually
venomous.
Venom comes from a creature.
Right.
Poison is in
something you digest
sumac,
or
poison
eat or,
ivy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But sounds there's good. Also another thing called what immediately when I saw about this because I saw the video and you read the article.
Yeah, and the article said, if it's a cone, leave it alone.
So there was another thing somewhat related you could find out in the water that's called a mermaid's purse.
I never heard of that.
This is a mermaid's purse. It kind of looks like a purse with a little bit of a broken handbag type thing. It's not exactly the original Birkin bag.
Yeah, but you know, it looks like an evening bag, a fancy evening bag.
I think people possibly have taken these and turned them into a purse.
I wouldn't doubt
well.
It. Is it hard shell?
I don't know for sure. It might be kind of hard.
Probably like an egg.
It probably hard thickens up a bit there.
Yeah, like a shell.
But the critter that's in these is called a skate.
And you were telling me a skate is like a ray, manta ray?
You don't phrase things like you're hearing it for the first time with, you were telling me because we accidentally ended the podcast early and now we're trying to make up for it with some additional talk that we had 5 minutes later.
Whoopsie.
You're not supposed to say, you were telling me.
Sorry.
So you'd be like, what's a skate would be the way to do that.
Okay, what's a skate?
And also maybe not playing with a loud pin at the same time would probably be helpful.
Okay, what's a skate?
It's basically a ray, okay? But a manta ray gives a live birth. A skate, drop a mermaid's purse.
That is wild. I didn't know about that.
I mean, imagine if you had people that were like, well, we're people also, except we have eggs that we throw in the water. Well, you guys give birth and stuff. Like, we just do things a little slightly different. What
like
if
a platypus
What if
eggs,
aliens
right?
kind of worked that way, right? Like, yeah. Okay, we've got a lot in common. We also suck at basketball if we're under 6'10", right?
Yeah.
But we have eggs and we kind of slush them around in the water a little bit. You know,
they
we
look
kind
like
of
a
lay them out there.
Birkin bag.
And they look a little bit like what you'd call the original Birkin.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're almost the same, right? It's very hard to tell us apart until this sort of event goes down, right?
Yeah, until we lay an egg.
All right, I think it is time for a game.
Okay, what kind of game are we going to play today?
Well, it's going to be...
What year?
What year?
Yep, it's what year. But there are some changes, okay?
Okay.
I made a bit of a change here.
Uh-oh.
You get to hear one note... From each of the five songs.
No, I can't do that. I don't know songs.
Play
from one note.
Along.
Okay.
Okay.
This is not going to work.
You get to hear one note.
Let's play it. How about you try to solve? I'll come up with one. You solve it.
No, I think I'm pretty confident that these songs are memorable enough in just one note that you can do this. Okay.
Okay.
So you get one note, all right? First up, we have... All right, you know that one, right?
No.
All right, well, this one's one of your favorites right here. Yeah, I mean, you know that, right?
No, I don't. Keep okay. going.
This one's pretty good, okay?
Okay.
You recognize that?
Kind of.
This next song is one of the most popular songs on Spotify.
Okay.
Okay? This is probably the quickest song you could identify of all songs.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You think you know that
yeah.
one?
Yeah. Some things are made of these.
Okay, this last one is even more popular.
Okay.
That's all you get.
Every breath you take. That's your dad. That's our song.
What year do you think these songs came out?
Well, they came out in 1982.
All right. We've got Come On, Feel the Noise.
Come on, feel the noise.
One of your favorites here, The Trooper by Iron Maiden, right?
Yeah, right.
Talking in Your Sleep, The Romantics. Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
I swear I hear Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
That's what it is, isn't it?
It says this. There's no way she's saying, Annie Lennox is not saying this.
No.
I swear. I feel like I'm on crazy pills around here. Lastly, The Police, Every Breath You Take.
Yeah, Every Breath You Take.
1983.
Well, that's the year we got married, but I thought it was 82.
No, well, I thought that this would actually be easy for you, but you're still off a year.
Because I figured they came out, and then we heard it, and then it got popular. So 82 counts.
You thought you heard it before it was popular?
No, I guess we got married in September of 83, so I guess it had a whole year to come out. But anyway,
these are songs that were out, released, recorded on the charts in 83.
Okay, well, 82 was close enough.
I don't think that's a win. I don't think so.
What year?
Oh,
I don't
brother.
Think so.
I went back a year because I was using your logic that it takes a while for it to get popular.
I knew you should have been able to recognize at least two of those, the last two with just one note, really.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
or
I did.
Or 1 second play.
Yes.
Was I right?
Yes, you were right. And I got it right.
You got it wrong, but I was right that you should have been able to recognize those.
82, 83.
All right. Well, you'll have to ask your audience what
yeah,
they think about that.
Give it
that.
To mom.
All right. Do you have some kind of game for me? A quote?
I wish
you
I had
drew
a game.
Something over there.
Yeah. He's a hunk.
Is that a B above it? What is that?
No, it's Fabio. I don't know what that is. I was trying to make a purse, but.
Well, that's not a purse.
No.
It looks like a B or a bandage wrapped around a square.
Or it could be like some kind
of. But what is that? Is that a dog person? What is
that? No, it's a guy. It's supposed to be a guy with muscles and abs, a six pack.
I don't think so.
Anyway, curly hair. Okay. Let me find a quote for you. I've been working on centerpieces for Oma's birthday, 90th birthday, my mother-in-law's 90th birthday party. So that's what I've been doing today.
And that led you to this quote?
No. Where is it at? Okay. This is somebody that was part, this was a, is a quote by a guy that was part of a team, like a comedy team, a long time ago.
George Burns.
No. Now, let me give you the quote, Goofus.
Goofus?
Goofus. Okay. I had a dream that I was awake, and I woke up to find myself asleep.
Dean Martin?
Nope. Okay, he was white, and one of the guys was big and kind of heavy set, and one was skinny, and he was a skinny one.
So this would be Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
Right, but is it Hardy?
No, Laurel is the thin
Laurel's
one.
Laurel's the thin one?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I guess we can say that's right because I was only one off.
Yeah. Well, bye-bye now. Well, that was short.
Well, it's just under 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, we didn't play a lot of song. We played like 1 second of a song, and then we kind of went back and visited.
Then we argued about it.
Which, if the podcast got too big, they could be like, you know, Sting could come in here and be like, wait a minute, you're playing my song over there. We need to, you owe me some money, right?
That's right.
Like, so you got to be kind of careful about that, right?
That's true.